This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 86. Second show added in Brooklyn, May 20th at the Littlefield. There's a 7:30 show, and because lots of people bought tickets to that show, a 10 o'clock show has been added. Thank you if you helped make that happen. This is excitingly good news. Tickets for those shows are at Nerdist.com, along with a bunch of other dates like Dallas and Seattle and Detroit. Also, a new Nerdist t-shirt for 2011 is here. It's black. It's delicious. It's a fantastic way to cover your nipples in public. The Nerdist Podcast t-shirt is on Nerdist.com in the sidebar. Pre-orders are being taken until May 23rd. They will be shipped out on May 31st. This is another limited edition t-shirt, so it will not be available forever. A Nerdist Podcast t-shirt is a delightful way to try to connect with someone by saying, "Here's a thing I thought you liked. I too like that thing. Let us procreate." I would also like to welcome back our sponsor this week, GoToMeeting. If you've ever hosted an online meeting, you know that it is difficult to get meetings started, and it is your reputation at stake, friend. If anything goes wrong, GoToMeeting is the easiest and most reliable online meeting service. You can start your meeting in seconds. Everyone can join your meeting in seconds. There's no technical headaches. They make everything super simple. You're not going to waste time getting things started. It is the web conferencing tool that is the best of the best and the easiest to use. Voice over IP is also included, so sign up today for a 30-day trial of GoToMeeting. Have all the meetings you want for one low flat rate. Become some sort of weird meetings ninja. All your friends will be like, "Please stop, no more meetings." And you're like, "No, I must do this. It's only right." Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the try it free button, and enter the promo code Nerdist. Thank you to GoToMeeting for sponsoring the Nerdist Podcast. And now, the Nerdist Podcast number 86 with adult filmstress Dana D'Armond.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Yeah, please don't break anything after everything I had to fucking go through to...
I'm actually going to paint.
Oh, my God. Be like, "Ha, huh, you weren't going to let us in. Got it done in half the time.
You guys, we got in.
Kill him with kindness.
Thanks. You got in.
Thanks for helping me put my headphones on.
You're welcome.
Can I wear these?
Yeah, you can put those on. Dana D'Armond, our guest for today.
Oh, we started.
Yeah, I started recording.
False start.
Nothing sounds like anything.
Yeah, I know.
That's
sometimes
so deep.
It's so deep.
Hey, you know what? Just... Something. Live in the now.
Guys, I had a mini fucking meltdown at security.
I would say it was
cool.
A bigger meltdown than mini. I would say it was a meltdown.
Because...
It's more impressive when you do it than when I do it, though. Because when I do the, "I'm Dana D'Armond," people are like, "Who?"
You know, the only time I would ever be surprised where someone... Where I actually said to someone, "You honestly don't know who I am," is in the building that I am on three shows at.
Yeah.
So I feel like, listen, you're guarding this building. You should probably have an idea of who's on the channels you're guarding.
In fairness, no one comes here on the weekends that's on TV.
The TVs are on nonstop. Matt, if you take their other side.
Oh, I'm sorry. You, fuck them guys.
You're fired.
I can't fire them. Although I can now. I've just started paying Matt and Jonah.
Hooray! Good job, guys.
Hooray! So awesome. That means, just like Elvis, you have to tell me everything I do is awesome and then get me hooked on pills.
You're really good, Big C.
Hey. Here's some pills.
No, the Big C is cancer.
Sure is, Big C.
No, yeah, no, Big C.
Man, you are right. Spreading like the Big C always does.
Big C, when I saw you in there with those security people, I was like, man, look at Big C go.
You killed tonight, Big C. No, stop it.
Look at Big C. He's metastasizing all over them people.
Man, Big C, you are malignant.
Big C, love him. Oh. Good guy.
Sorry.
That's horrible.
Look, signs out checks, Big
just,
C.
Just makes me think of Tiny Elvis.
That's me, Tiny. Yeah. Oh, of course. Hey, Tiny.
Look at that. Look at that stereo knob. That thing is huge.
Nicolas Cage was never happier than being in the Tiny Elvis sketch.
Oh, that's right. He was in it. Rob Schneider.
Yep.
Rob Schneider. But let's turn our attention to Dana D'Armond.
Hi, guys.
We'll save that.
Adult filmstress. Sometime guest on the Web Soup program.
Yeah.
That's right.
I've been on there.
That's fantastic.
And the Attack of the Show on that Christmas video that we did.
Yes, the sniper video that Jonah
made. I'm getting all up in here.
Paul Bonanno. You're all over this place.
Yeah.
We had to, when we were putting that together, we had to do a last minute blur on your ass.
I know.
Yeah. Did you see it? Could you
it's
tell?
It's smaller now. I lost some weight. So maybe you have to blur less if I come into your show again.
Okay, we'll shoot it again.
Lose weight, gain weight. The crack is always the same.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Whoa, what?
Do I?
I don't understand.
So lose weight, gain weight. The crack is always the same. Yeah. It'll always be there.
It's always. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's the same length.
He's right.
Yeah, I lost. I lost like 4 pounds of pussy weight. I don't know if you guys. Just trying to trim down my vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just really trying to.
My balls have been looking pretty chubby lately. It's really.
Oh my god.
Kind of whipped those boys into shape.
Oh yeah, I put my balls on the P90X.
My balls are on the paleo diet.
That's gross.
Yeah. Dana, what have you been up to?
Actually, some pretty exciting things.
What are you doing?
Actually, this weekend, I don't know if you've heard about this, but I just did the official Revenge of the Nerds parody this weekend.
There's a Revenge of the Nerds porn parody?
Yes.
Official.
Official. Yeah, don't be fooled by imitators.
No, not those other ones.
Except no substitutes.
Is it from the official porn parody ones where it's like a Revenge of the Nerds, a porn parody?
It's everyone's branding is a little bit different, but this is a zero tolerance and pop porn production directed by Brian Bangs and Spock Buckton, who are some.
Well, with those names, they had to go into pornography.
Yes. I think they're made up, Chris.
I don't understand.
Not everybody goes by their real name like I do.
Chris Hardwick, perfect
Me
porn
too.
Name.
Yeah. Dana D'Armond, perfect.
Now, why did you decide to use your real name?
Because I respond really well to it. Yep. It sounds made up. It's got that alliteration, the DD.
Yep.
I don't know. It's just like my hand writes it. When I like put your name down, my hand just like writes
it. Just wants to write
Dana
D'Armond.
Yeah. And I don't know. I kind of decided that I was going to market myself as like a normal human being and like a girl next door and like, this is me, you know, like you don't have to be some kind of weird sex freak or.
Right. The girl next door isn't named like Christy Cox.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And so I was just like, you know, I'm going to represent, you know, represent as myself. And kind of wish I didn't do that now because I've done a lot of really gross stuff.
Well, now when you
I've got a lot of my mail stolen. Whoops.
When you get out of porn, though, that's when you can get a porn name. Mm. And then everyone's like, oh, wow, that's an interesting name. Do you do pornography? Oh, no, that's just my name. It's very weird. I know.
I got out of that.
Candy, cookies, Bambi, something. Like, I give myself like a cat name.
Bambi something, I think.
Is there a witness protection program type thing for when you get out of porn so people leave you alone?
Yeah, where is Wendy Whoppers these days?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Mike Furman always thought she was awesome.
What?
He was like, Wendy Whoppers! I'm like, yeah.
Was he just getting excited because it reminded him of Whoppers candy?
Well, he's fascinated by, like, people with... Yummy. You know, quadruple H cup sizes. Oh, he just thinks that's...
As am I.
It's oh, really?
So weird.
It's so weird.
I worked with a woman yesterday. She had double F natural boobs, and they were each bigger than my head. And I was just like, are you okay? Like, how do you...
Is she kind of hunched over?
Who was this mystery woman?
No, beautiful. Kelly Madison. She was actually really gorgeous and sweet. And I, you know...
I think she's older now.
She's a little bit older, yeah. She's 40.
She's in the MILF territory.
40-ish.
Matt, you need to get on the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There were so many complaints last week because no one could hear you.
Anything.
You got to get all on it. Like it's a.
You got to command
like
the room.
Sweet thing you went in your mouth.
That's right. Wait, what does that mean, Dana?
It's like a dick.
What?
What?
Yeah.
These are actually are the most cock-shaped microphones that we've used so far here at this.
They're bulbous.
Except for that one time we used those cock-shaped microphones.
I feel like the veins.
Except for those
much.
One times we blew those guys, but we thought we were recording a podcast because they told us they had a machine. God.
And it was the worst because that was probably the funniest one.
Yeah.
That was probably
the funniest episode. You'll never hear it because they all took a shot in the mouth.
Enjoy your
quack, 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 quack.
Quack.
I'm still coming down life. A little bit off the anger meltdown.
Hey, just relax, okay, man.
I don't get angry at people very often.
No, you don't, Big C.
You're all right, Big C. You're out of my book.
It's just that, you know, here's my problem. Is that I know that security people are just doing their jobs, but I feel like, well, but to use that logic, you're supposed to let some people in. And if you're not letting the people in you're supposed to be letting in, you are not doing your job well. So
I was really stoked that he did use the line. It's like, all right, let's slow down here. Like, I haven't heard that happen to somebody in a long time.
One of them was very pleasant. The other guy was crusty.
Mustachio?
Yeah, Mustachio was crusty.
Yeah, yeah.
The young guy was very pleasant.
Yeah, yeah, he's very cool.
But but instantly, I just... Because, you know, security people... Listen, there's this weird catch-22 between normies and security people. and that is, security people have to deal with a lot of douchebags. And so, so a lot of times they get a little... You know, attitude-y. Right. But then sometimes people who are not being douchebags, I mean, I'm not saying today I was douchey, but, normally, but there's just a weird relationship, you know, that, and so I just have a natural aversion when people are like, yo, why don't we just, who authorized this? And it's like, dude, this is so authorized over your head. It's not even funny. Yeah. So that's
I wasn't
why
laughing, Big C.
Bless it. You've got to stop calling me Big C. Starring Laura Linney. All right, everything's okay now. Everything's okay now. I don't get mad often, but when I do, ooh.
It's interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Grr.
Listen to you go.
I had people on the phone.
I know. I've never seen you so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, it's like, who am I? Chris Hardwick.
I would only ever say that in the building in which I work.
Yeah, I know.
Which is this one.
Well, it's funny when me and Darren was like...
I was like, I hope he doesn't do that, like, other places.
No, because any other place, everyone would be like, no, fuck you, get out of here. But this is the one building where I feel like you probably should know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You probably should know.
Like, if you need to be protected, like...
Yes,
you
of
know,
course!
A lot of,
like,
weirdos coming for you.
Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
I'm in this building every day. I do 3 shows here. Like, I feel like...
I think when the security guard asked me for the little form to get in here, what I do.
No, that was a funny interchange.
I think he thought that I was, like, giving him shit. I was like, what do you mean in my daily life?
Well, yeah, you always do that to anybody trying to help you. I'm just condescend.
When people ask me what I do, though, I'm like, are you asking me because you already know? Well,
that's a completely different situation. Well, it's like the guy's filling out a form. It's like, and what do you do? And then Matt's like, what, like in life or?
Right now? I didn't know what he wanted. I really didn't know what he
wanted. Did you really think he was asking you some professional form filler question? I don't know. You really think he was like getting into your psyche? It was like he was evaluating you?
He was writing something down.
I
wanted him to have the correct information on his form.
He was hitting on you.
What's your name? Yeah? Like what I call myself or what's on my birth certificate?
What's my head?
And what are you doing here? Like on planet Earth or like in here right now?
You mean metaphysically?
What's my street art handle? Mr. Applesauce.
Mr. Applesauce.
Oh, it is.
That's
my street handle.
You want to be Mr. Applesauce?
I'm down.
Hey, Dana.
Dana would just be Dana D'Armand because she just uses a real name.
I keep it real
for everything.
I keep it real.
The graffiti artist that always gets picked up by the cops.
I know. I'm like, oh, how do you guys find
Was there any sort of hint or debate with you when you were getting into it where you were like, oh, maybe I should use a different name? Or were you just like always like, no, that's
no, because when I started doing porn, I guess
you can call
is
it
what
that.
It's
Adult
called.
Film.
I don't know. I feel like when I'm around people that are like mainstream, like non, like in no
we're
way.
Fringe.
Hey, we've known each other for a very long time.
I know. I've known Jonah since before I did porn. I've known Jonah
before I did porn. That's the thing about Dana is that I don't know if most people know this, but Dana is a huge comedy nerd.
I am.
So you used to go to all the you go to all the comedy shows.
I do.
So that's how you met. That's how you guys.
No. Actually,
we know each other through like random friends.
Yeah,
Jonah like showed up at my house.
Yeah, like not. In a weird way, like I was with
totally
a friend.
Weird.
Just with an axe and a bottle of lube.
No, I was with a friend, Josh, a guy I was in bands with back in Hawaii, and he was going to hang out with Dana, And then we were going to go meet up with Annie Hardy from Giant Drag.
Yeah.
Who was also in the sniper video.
Yeah.
Yes. We were going to like meet up with her at her coffee shop in Pasadena or something like that. Because he had a crush on her, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
And she hated me.
Yeah. Oh, you had a crush on Annie?
I had a crush on Annie and she hated me.
Yeah. But then and this was before even Giant Drag was around. But like, that was years ago. And then like,
so many years ago.
And then he had to bail. And then we ended up just like, we didn't know each other. We just met. And
we
so
became partners in crime.
Yeah.
And we tried to drink ourselves to death back in 03.
That was an insane week of drinking.
Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Just to drink yourself.
But it was in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And you both hooked up with
And you were there.
Elizabeth
and we were at Zach's house. And I thought you were going to blow your hands off with fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you were at Zach's party that year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You were, like, in the middle of the street with fireworks, and I was like, Chris is going to blow his arms off.
That was the one we talked about. That was my last drunk 4th of July.
Context.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. I witnessed that.
What a Laugh Olympics of delight that party was.
I love our whole little history of our little web of friends.
Yeah, it's really weird.
So you knew me when I was fat drunk, Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, you were so fat.
Yeah.
But I was kind of fat, too. I was really bloated. Now I'm like 120. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
What was your drink? You liked vanilla vodka and Diet Coke.
Vanilla vodka and Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Vanilla, like there is a vanilla flavored vodka or a vodka that where you put vanilla in?
No, there's a vanilla flavored
vanilla
vodka.
Vanilla Stoli. So gross.
And Diet Coke.
That was horrible.
I like almost puked a little bit just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's
so
really,
gross.
It's real bad.
So nasty.
It's a young kid's drink. It's a
we were in our early 20s.
Yeah, kids like kids like alcoholic drinks that taste like candy because they're just coming out of their candy phase. Yeah,
exactly. Then once they realize that sugary booze is the devil.
To my candy phase now.
Dana, what other comedians have you been enjoying lately?
Oh well, Lisa Lampanelli just hosted the AVN Awards out in Vegas at the Palms.
Where I saw you at the AEE, the Adult Entertainment Expo.
Yes.
Were you nominated for anything this year?
I was nominated for all sorts of sex awards.
I'd imagine.
Yes. Oh, well, to answer
Wait,
your question.
So
the
no Nobel
question,
Prize this year?
No. That's messed up. To answer your question before, the reason that I didn't go, I totally went off on this whole thing. Why I didn't choose a stage name is because when I started doing porn, I applied to the company now called kink.com that has fucking machines on it because I wanted to have sex with a robot.
Okay.
I remember,
because I am a nerd and I want to have sex with a robot because that's how my mind works.
Do you mean like a humanoid robot or just a machine?
A fuck machine.
Okay.
Like, you know, with a dildo and it's like a...
It's basically like a motor with like a...
Like pistons and things that go around, but they all have like different things, and they actually
two
have
horsepower.
They have like a Johnny Five thing that you can like attach different fuck machines to it, and it
to
like,
number five.
Yeah, number five.
No disassembly.
I kind of want to get.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of want to get fucked by that.
So, at this point, it was when I quit drinking back then, and after Jonah and I had our fun like summer of like almost dying.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. I'm glad we didn't die, by the way.
Yeah,
this
I'm surprised.
Turned out really good for us.
Like, in the worst.
I was really
stuff.
Close.
Yeah.
It was really close.
Drinking, driving.
Drinking and driving.
Drinking all, and then driving all the way to Pasadena where you were living.
Yeah, that was so stupid.
So, God.
I, like, just after, like, a lot of, like, thinking about having sex with a robot, I had applied to work there, and I sent in my application in the evening. The next morning, they called me and booked me, and the following day, I was shooting in San Francisco.
So you didn't really have time to...
It was all of a sudden. I was like, oh, I'm going to... I guess I'm going to start being a porn star today. You know?
It's really an apple.
You had done like one or two nude shoots.
I've done like nude photos and stuff like that, like glamour photos.
At that point, is it really an application process or sort of a sign-up sheet? If they're calling you the next day and
well,
flying.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of rejections.
Right.
You should see the rejection pile. It's terrifying.
I imagine there's a lot of, weirdos.
Oh, so weird. So,
I would love
so
to
weird.
See.
Hi, I'm a lady. And, you
know, they're like, girls
That's
are like, I am a robot. Can I go fuck machine?
I would love to see I'd love to see those headshots because if you see like rejected actor headshots are usually like those four panel. I just love to see like a porn star with a four panel where she has a dildo in, but then she's got glasses on and then like a baseball bat and another one and then like she's just different styles.
Oh my god.
Like Tobias's headshots on Arrested Development.
Exactly.
Oh geez, Louise.
Okay. I remember Mike Bush and all those Midnight Show guys have this framed poster that they made of all these really ridiculous, cheesy-looking headshots. And in the middle, they just made a graphic that says, "Welcome to Hollywood. You're all going to make it."
Oh, that sucks.
Aww. Well, if they make friends with us, maybe they will, because all of our friends are doing so good.
I know. It's really odd.
You should be in our clique.
Yay. We're lucky rabbit's feet. Yeah. All you have to do is hang around for around 10 years. And then
that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
So you started...
You want to know about comedy, what I like in comedy?
Well, I just don't want to... I don't want to stomp all over whatever you talked about on Maren's show. I don't want to stomp your yard with my slick grooves. Jonah, don't try to slick grooves with your arm in a sling.
I was like when I did Maren's podcast, I was all like talking about like more of political, like feminism, sexuality, like trying to be really smart and stuff. But I know I don't have to act smart around you guys because you already love me.
This podcast for you then.
But you know what was fun is that when I saw you at AEE, you were at a booth and you were taking pictures with people.
At Girlfriends Films, yes.
Yes.
And, amazing company.
And you were scantily clad, and I was there with Vinny Rutherford, who's one of the EPs of Attack of the Show. And I was like, oh my God, I want you to meet Dana, because they have adult film stars come on sometimes and host stuff. And I was like, Dana's great.
Younger than me, though.
Yeah, but you instantly started...
Not as funny.
It's true. And you instantly started talking about, like, Xboxes and...
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just so genuine.
Got to connect.
Yeah, it was just so genuine.
I was so in love with the Kinect because I don't even have to find my controller. I just like wave at it, and then it's like it sees me, and it's like I don't remember your face. I'm like, but you live here.
Is it a security guard for this company?
No,
because they'll forget who you are.
Kind of.
We should just replace them with a Kinect.
Yeah. Oh, you should.
You should put the
hack it. Oh my God.
You should put the robotic penis on the Kinect.
Oh my God.
Just attach it under the screen.
Somebody who actually used to. Work at Microsoft told me to do that. Actually, Facebooked me personally. Was like, you need to get on the Kinect porn. I was like, okay, right on it. Thank you.
Does Kinect porn?
No, he told like somebody who used to work at Microsoft.
Oh, saying you should try and develop.
Facebooked me and was like, I'm glad you got the Kinect. You should start trying to get some Kinect porn going.
You should do that. I'm telling you, there is a huge gamer girl porn industry for you.
It's almost as if the guys that are playing video games all the time also like porn.
Yeah.
Somebody should do a
study
on that.
Those two worlds probably wouldn't gel well together.
Nah.
No.
Who's a girl, Undo on Twitter? April O'Neil. She is an adult gamer type girl.
And guess what?
What?
She plays Counselor Troy in the Star Trek The Next Generation.
Okay, we definitely need to talk about that. There's a segue in it?
There's, you write a segue around to this next bit.
Segway porn! All right, you fuck Steve Wozniak.
No.
You guys just 69 while you're on the segway.
That sounds dangerous.
Let's talk.
You can really get hurt on those things.
Porn sounds weird because it's predominantly dudes in that cast.
Well, no.
No. They always find ladies on Pleasure Planets.
You get Troy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have the holodeck.
There's so many.
You can fuck anyone in the holodeck.
There's actually a lot of female cast members on Next Generation.
Does someone actually fuck the Enterprise with the ladies?
I mean, you go deep and you go into
nurses. I play nurses. What's wrong with you?
What do you mean what's wrong with me?
So Crusher nurses and waitresses.
Head, Nurse Ogawa.
Dr. Beverly Crusher.
Yeah, Nurse Ogawa.
Leah Brahms.
Dr. Leah Brahms in two episodes.
She's a hologram.
She's in two episodes.
She's hot.
I love this porn Next Generation argument.
She's in Galaxy's Child. Okay, I will school you.
That
right
was the future. Was that the future version of Destiny's Child?
She's in Galaxy's Child, which is the second episode. She comes in when the alien thinks the Enterprise is its mother, and they decide to change the power flow so it sours the milk.
But the question is, who fucked the Enterprise?
Yeah. But anyway,
what was that? What was that? Tracy Morgan sketch on Saturday Night Live.
Rocket. I'm taking a rocket. Astronaut Jones.
Astronaut Jones. That's right. Where it's like. You know, the one episode of Britney Spears where she says, I'm here to save your society and blah, 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 blah. And he's all, that's cool. Now take off that shirt. Let me see those alien titties.
Yes.
Yeah. He's like, now back up the fat ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's a great bit.
Let's talk about, first of all,
I'm saying.
Who had the foresight to do a Next Generation porn?
Oh, it's directed by Sam Hain, and it's a Digital Sin Revolution X production.
Wait, Sam Hain, as in like the metal band Sam Hain?
It's sort of a joke.
Yeah.
It's like some people, like, there was a guy that was Ian MacKay that was porn guy. Sort of like he was like
Eon,
a fan.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of like sometimes people borrow other people's real famous names.
Henry Ballings.
No. you know, like my ex-boyfriend's like Danny Wilde, so it's, you know, so like he likes metal or whatever.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Titty Haynes.
So how are the sets on this?
The set was amazing, actually. They built the bridge, and it was like a full 360, and it had a green screen for the screen.
Oh, wow.
And then they had blue screen for like the part where Leah Brahms, played by Bobby Starr, who's like a friend of the show and stuff. She was like in a little blue screen, and they had her like up on apple boxes so she could be like the hologram, like, you know, kind of out. So I don't know when the movie's going to come out because there's a lot of special effects in it. So
Jordy finally got some then, huh?
Yes, Jordy and Leah Brahms get it on.
What about the...
And I play Ensign Row, and I'm really excited because, like, in movies, I'm usually, like, you know, sorority girl one. Like, in Revenge of the Nerds, I'm, like, a pie sorority girl.
Well, of course.
You know, because it's, like, I'm not, like, a lookalike for anybody, but I'm just, like, a ringer for the sex. Like, oh, we'll throw Dana in there. She'll act, and she'll do good sex.
Did you go full Bajoran with the nose and the earring?
I did. Actually, and they had Captain Picard lookalike. And, like, this is what this guy does for a living. And I'm not really sure.
He fucks people as Jean-Luc Picard?
No. He did, like, the Star Trek experience in Vegas, and he goes to conventions.
I'm Patrick Stewart. I'm a Patrick Stewart lookalike. I will fuck you as Patrick Stewart.
No, he doesn't.
I
love
the Star Trek experience.
I'm not really sure what his stage name is for the production, so I don't want to, like put him on blast or whatever. But he looks exactly like Patrick Stewart, and he's English, and he sounds like him, and I was just like following him around set like, you're so hot.
And he agreed to be in the porn?
Yeah, because like he read the script and he was like, it's really true to the format of the show, and it kind of picks up at the end of season 6 and has like Tasha Yar comes back, so there's like a return of Tasha Yar.
Wow, this is going way down the...
Is there a moment where he said like, if we don't have an orgy, the Enterprise is going to crash, and then he says, make it so.
I know.
Oh, okay.
So if it's the end of season 6, that's just about the time when Worf and Troy start to... Does that happen in the movie?
Actually, I do my scene with Worf.
Oh, Riker and Troy. Are the makeup effects that he would have to have a rigid penis though, like a ridged.
Well, Worf is played by Lee Bang, and he has a pretty impressive wiener.
But it's not...
There's no prosthetic. There was no
makeup effects on the wieners.
No. Because I mean, you don't like... It's still you. When you make a movie like this, you want it to appeal to the fans and be like collectible and people to be pleased with it, but you also want it to be strokeable. And so you don't want to do like when they do the whole thing with body paint, like they did the original Star Trek thing, and they had the girls like painted green. I think it was like Hustler did it. And you could see like the makeup like rubbing off on the other person and stuff like that.
It really takes you out of it.
And alien sweat glands that produce that. I don't know.
I mean, there are scientific ways to get around those to justify those things.
So they still want to make it pretty, you know. But I was like, is there going to be knife play in the sex scene? Because that's how a Klingon would do a mating ritual. And they were like, no, Dana. And I'm like, but I can stunt fight. It's cool.
That's awesome. Was there any Borg fucking scenes?
No, there's no Borg in this one.
What about Dana? I mean,
it's open. Yeah, this really... adorable new guy named Xander plays Data. There was like
Buffy's friend.
No,
he's got one eye now.
Yeah, he did. Oh, he had a plug that I pulled out.
Poor guy.
Yeah, by Nathan Fillion.
It's crazy. In fact.
So the cast is really good. Has April O'Neil as Deanna Troi.
She's so sweet.
India Summer plays Troi. I mean, plays Tasha Yar, and she just won Best Actress. She tied with Andy Sandemus. She won the Best Actress Award at the AVN Awards just back in January. And she's really, really cute. And Kimberly Kane is Beverly Crusher. They love her in red wig over there at New Sensations and Digital Sin. Because she plays, like, in the Sex Files, she plays Gillian Anderson character.
Dana Scully.
She has the same name as me. I should know that. Okay. I never got into it.
Dana Scully, D. Armand.
and who else is in it? Rocco Reed is Riker. Okay. He looks very handsome with a goatee. And that's it, I think.
That's enough. That's great.
That's all I can remember right now.
What about the Revenge of the Nerds?
It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, is there an overall mission that you got? Is it like an episode, or is it just we're on this set and everyone has sex with each other?
It's pretty much like an episode. They're trying to figure out why Tasha is back.
This sounds really fantastic.
Yeah. they're trying to figure out if she's a clone, if she's like, you know, like a parallel universe, a time travel situation, like what the deal is.
Is there any beaming? Is there beaming?
I didn't do any beaming, so but there probably is. I had, you know, I was only on set for 2 days out of like five. And I was there for
like... They created it in 5 days.
That's a long day.
I'm sure
day.
They did but episodes like, in 5 days.
But we're not union, and we don't go by like normal standard procedures. Like we're on set for... the first day I was on set for 23 hours.
Whoa.
Wearing like prosthetic makeup and a wig and a uniform and stuff. And I was like asleep on the bridge at my console, like my face like just like down on the... thing. And they were like, Dana, we need you to like put your head up and like be awake because for the rehearsals of like the battle scene and stuff, and we had to like jostle around.
And what is it called? What's it called?
Star Trek: The Next Generation, a triple X parody.
Okay,
that's the branding of it. Yeah,
yeah.
And they do like the dark parodies, like the Sex Files and Sex Files 2 and things like that, because they're less. Like comedy driven, they're more serious, like mm-hmm. trying to be more true to the format of the original of whatever they're parodying.
I didn't see that. Yeah. I saw the trailer for the 30 Rock one,
mm-hmm.
and
that
guy
to be like a comedy.
Yeah,
obviously.
And the guy who did Alec Baldwin was fantastic in the trailer. He was fantastic.
They get really good. Like I had to go in and actually read for the part of Ensign Rao. And I was like, I called my dad. I remember I was like, Dad, if I don't get this part, I might kill myself. This is like, I never get excited. Like when I do porn all the time. I've been like in hundreds and hundreds of movies.
Well, honey,
point.
I'm your dad, and I hope you get fucked in that weird alien space porn.
No, because I grew up watching Star Trek with my dad, and he's really into sci-fi and stuff, and he's a big nerd too. Both my parents are huge nerds.
I met your dad once, right?
Yeah, you met my dad.
He's a big nerd.
And they're totally cool with what you do.
Oh, absolutely. I have very liberal parents.
I remember the first episode Leah Brown's in called Booby Trap.
Oh. Interesting, right? That is not.
Oh, my God.
Get on the microphone.
Sorry. This is not close enough.
Get out your face. Point it at your face. It's like directional.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it directional?
Yeah, yes. My parents are really cool. I mean, obviously, I perform under my real name and
that's
you know,
cool.
Patent check, you know.
I met your brother. He was cool.
My brother
Yeah, your brother's
is,
awesome.
We heckled you.
You did.
We're such dicks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you heckled us at the Tiger Lily
Tiger
show.
Lily.
Like a
well,
year
you guys
ago.
Were insanely stoned.
Yeah. We took our medicine. It's California. Oh, yeah. What do you want? Sorry. But we're just having fun. I love my little brother so much. And he's taken a lot of shit for me being a porn star. And so I like to show him a good time and, you know, have like very normal brother sisterly interactions with him when I get to see him because he lives up in the Bay Area, and yeah,
that's cool. Why I forgot to get a hold of him.
That's okay.
I was supposed to Facebook him when
we
were out there.
He's very busy. Mm. But if anybody's in San Francisco, you should go to Phil's Coffee. He manages it in store, and it's the best coffee ever.
Phil's Coffee.
Phil's Coffee.
Where is it?
On Flower.
Phil's Coffee. By the
stadium.
Flower.
I'm not.
Soma.
This probably won't go up before. I go up and perform there, but I will have performed the 2nd through the 5th at the Punchline of March. So I will go in and say hi to your brother.
You should. The coffee is amazing. I don't know. I love Phil's Coffee. I'm just like, Devin, open a Phil's Coffee down here in LA. And
he won't
move
do it.
Down here.
And move down here and be my brother all the time.
Now, how do you, because how long have you been doing, how long have you been doing porn?
7 years.
So I just want to go out. I want to say you look good. In the sense that,
thank you.
I mean, like, so I sometimes, sometimes
what's
you see girls.
Where's he going with this?
No, listen. Well, sometimes you see girls in. Sometimes
like
you see girls
years.
In porn.
Yeah.
And after like 3 years, they have aged like 20 years. Like they get chewed up pretty fast.
Literally, sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes they do.
I don't know. I mean, it just might be genetics.
But you're not. But you kind of take care of yourself too and stuff, right?
I do, and also I think that maybe people start messing with their faces, and when you start getting facial plastic surgery, it kind of ages you a bit. Because I see girls in the business who have a lot of work done, and they'll be the same age as me, but they'll look 10 or 15 years older.
Mm. Yeah,
and it's kind of like, oh, that's interesting. So I just haven't done anything to my face.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. No. And I think it's kind of like a big fuck you to your parents.
Yeah.
You know, to start like messing around with, you know, what they gave you. And You're like, I'm not really satisfied with this nose that I got from you guys. I'm going to change it. I'm going to, you know, I like, I'm sick of looking like
you
bastards.
I didn't appreciate your sperm egg combo in its raw form.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out the way I would have liked or whatever. So, yeah, it was kind of hard for my brother because my brother looks pretty much exactly like me, but a dude. And he still lived back in our hometown when I started doing porn. And he worked at the Apple store. And so people would be coming in and he would see people on MySpace looking at my MySpace profile while he was working. And he'd just be like, come on, guys. That's so uncool.
Well, so you're on MySpace now. That's good. Social network.
I just joined. I have a million friends.
It's going to be great.
I went on there on MySpace. It's like a digital graveyard.
Oh,
I went on like
come on,
a week
man.
Ago. It's very fascinating.
I'm still popular.
But
on
you,
there.
No, but if you look at like people's wall posts, it's like the last one was in 2008.
Yeah,
it's like one of those. It's you know, it's like a.
It's like Life After People. Chris, your favorite show?
No, God, please no. No, I'd say it's more like the Enterprise finding a you know like a dead spacecraft in the middle.
That's exactly how Booby Trap started.
Yes.
Actually, recently, just went through a lot of old MySpace messages.
Yeah,
I was like looking through something, and I was like, "Oh, I wonder when that happened." And then I just was going through each and every message on MySpace from many years ago, and it's a real fucking weird trip because there's like these people that you're corresponding with that like I can barely remember.
Yeah, and I can
and, like stuff like there was some message from you saying it's like hey, we're meeting here at this time. Let's you know see you at the movie or you know stuff like that. I'm just like. Fuck, man, this is so long ago. It's a paper trail. Your life is a minute-by-minute paper
trail. It's really weird. Well, it's, like, weird now because, like, there was a guy that I blocked, and I have, like, old saved messages of him harassing me, and now he's dead. And so it's like,
you won!
That worked out for you.
I did, ha.
That's great.
In your face, you dead person. Dana won, you nothing.
If only he were here today to see how much you won because he died.
Oh,
wait,
man.
Hang on a sec. So what we're going to do is we're going to reanimate him and shove this in his face.
Yeah.
In
eat
his
my
dead,
crap.
Rotting face.
What did he die of?
Oh, it says the guy who worked at a funeral home.
An aneurysm or something. Just like a sudden, like, sudden. Dead. Oof.
Just like the lights flick off.
Boom.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool. I mean,
if you're gonna go,
that's a pretty awesome way to just be like,
do you have a lot of people harassing you? You must have people harassing you.
Well, I call MySpace my spam now, and so I don't really even go there. I used to have a video blog that I did called Mailbag, where I would read harassing messages of people wishing me dead and that I get AIDS. I catch AIDS.
Catch it.
Which
catch
is like the funny
thing. Oh, you guys don't want to get close to me.
Don't
I don't want
to.
I don't like.
That's where you want to start taking your zinc now.
Yeah, so. Don't let me breathe on you.
Airborne will solve that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, just like really like insane or like just really off the wall questions or just like English, like,
oh, nice.
You know, poor grammar stuff. And just to kind of like illustrate how mean and ignorant people can be when they have like that veil of anonymity with the internet, where they could just be completely hateful. And
I'm
just,
familiar with it.
Are you?
Yes.
There's this thing called the internet where you can be as mean as humanly possible.
That's right.
It's awesome.
But so you. I assume you socially network on other. You. You got me one day. You got me one day on Twitter, Dana D'Armond, because you just wrote a tweet that just said good morning. And there was a twit pic, and I was like, oh, I'm so curious. I have to click on this. you know what it is, don't you? So I click on the picture, and there's just the upper half of you with a...
Just a cum splattered torso.
Yes, just a Jackson Pollock. across. I'm like, it's not a good morning anymore for me.
I really... psyched you out that day.
You sure got me.
Gotcha.
You
I
got me.
Yeah, my parents hate this.
Do they follow you on Twitter? Is your dad on Twitter?
My dad, my mom, my dad, my grandmother.
No.
My grandmother just joined Facebook, so I have to just delete that.
Those
now.
Things
you can
might
make
discourage.
It so that my grandmother.
I'm going to block my grandmother.
Your my grandmother got on Facebook, and you can make it so that they don't see anything on your page. That's what I had to do.
But my grandmother, she's always been like, you know, I'll just leave you alone. I know that you don't want me, you know.
I'll tell you what we should do is...
My grandmother says the same thing about what I do.
We should get together together with a group of developers and create a grandma filter so that no matter what you write on there, it just changes it to like... You know, so you would change
I'm
like
doing charity work today.
Yeah, exactly.
Had such a lovely day. So miss my grandma.
So if you wrote like, hey, a guy just came on my neck, then it would go through that filter and it'd be like, enjoying the sunset and the finer things in life.
You grandma know,
like
filter.
The grandma filter. Yeah.
Yep. Gamma rays.
Yep. My asshole hurts translates to like puppies are huggable or like whatever it would be. I don't know. I think we need to make a grandma filter.
I like. That's what the grandmother says.
I like it. So then it
but then
like
it translates
it
whatever your grandmother says into something really disgusting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I just had a delightful lunch with my niece. And then it gets translated into fuck, 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 fuck.
I just fucked my niece.
Aww. Aww,
one step
why?
Beyond.
Do you want the chair lower?
No, no. I'm fine.
What are you playing on Kinect that you like?
I've actually been working too hard to play it, but when I do my, like, play DVDs in it, I don't... I just watched Brown Bunny on DVD, and I was, like, waving at my Kinect and controlling.
Not a good movie.
I was asked to watch it.
Did you watch it by Vincent Gallo? You were asked by him?
I was telling her. I was telling her about Vincent Gallo.
Vincent asked me to watch it, and so I did, and I actually liked it.
It's not. It's nothing. There's nothing to like. It's a non-movie.
Yeah.
Come on.
But like, no, I don't want to get you in trouble.
It's not going to get me in
trouble. Your close personal friend Vincent Gallo.
No.
But I watched the movie, and it's just him driving around for an hour.
But then he gets a blowjob by Chloe Sevigny.
Does he, though? Is it him? That's
it is.
It is.
But there's no shot of him and the dick in the same shot. There's no shot of that.
That's his dick.
You don't think, but you honestly,
don't,
you think,
I mean, I don't.
I don't put it past him. I'm just saying.
No, I think we need to investigate this further.
I think it was just, it hurt. Brown Bunny hurt because of what we were talking about. Buffalo 66 was so good.
It's just a completely different movie.
Yes, exactly. One's good and one's shitty. Those are completely different movies.
Well, one is like a linear narrative, and the other one is
him driving around and getting a blowjob.
It's like an art movie.
Linear boredom.
And then it turns out
linear boredom.
Judgy hipster.
What? Judgy hipster.
I just learned this in France. They call them bobos, bourgeois bohemians. I'm pointing at your face.
How is this?
I'm pointing my finger at you.
Judgy hipster.
Look at your glasses. I'm pointing at them with my finger.
Come on, Joan. It's kind of funny to say to someone like, "Yes, they're." Totally different. One is awful and the other is
like, you yeah, stink. What?
I don't
You're
understand
awful.
How that's like a hipster thing. That's just any asshole.
Okay.
Look, I'm the guy who just yelled at security guards in my own fucking building.
We're all You're assholes, right, okay? You're like an asshole support group right now.
Yeah, I'm not getting any support. Everyone's making fun of me for saying a movie sucks.
Okay.
I forgot that that's
I didn't see the Brown Bunny. I didn't see it.
The Brown don't. Bunny.
I liked it.
Anyway.
The Brown Bunny was always a go-to when I played the game with Colton and Hodgman about movies that sound like pooping. The Brown Bunny was always one that would end that.
Oh yeah. My god!
Yeah.
Or when you have a phantom poop, you just call it the Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Now, see, I always thought that was when a poop starts off bigger and it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah.
This feels huge. Plunk.
You guys can't talk about that because it makes me laugh so hard. I'm gonna like not be able to
kiss, kiss, bang, bang when it's just a little like.
Let's see.
Sorry, I love shit jokes so much.
I know, like probably several times a week, I tweet that diarrhea is my favorite word.
Yeah, it is. It's great, and it's hard to spell. So you know, it takes dedication.
Kiss, kiss, bang, bang. I hope you don't make that noise.
When, that's our.
When you're feeling dignified, it's Honor Majesty Secret Service.
Yeah.
Oh
hot shots.
Oh
hot shots is when you have spicy diarrhea. Hot shots part two is when you have to go back to the bathroom.
Grandparents have a silver streak.
If you eat a lot of cake frosting, your poo comes out green. And so you can call it the Green Mile.
Oh, Jesus. Cake frosting.
Yeah. Oh,
cake farts.
Cake farts. Cake farts is amazing.
Cake farts is great. She also does lasagna or meatloaf farts as well.
Well, I hope it's the singer Meatloaf.
The farting part, I think that's pretty like a pretty erotic video, actually.
Is it? Okay, explain cake farts to me. What is it that's erotic about it?
Because I think it's this girl and she's like bored and she's kind of trashy, but she has kind of a firm butt. And then she like sits on a cake, which is cool. But then she starts farting, and I'm just like, kind of lose me.
That's
there.
Where it jumps the shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would rather it be like a vanilla, like a white frosted cake. Than
now,
like,
who do you think is fascinated by that? Is it poop fetishists because it's chocolate cake, or is it like people who are food fetishists?
There's like such a crossover. I mean, I do like a lot of extreme
sports.
Recycling.
Yeah. Like a lot of like cliff diving and stuff, base jumping. Mm-hmm. No.
We would base jump off
but with my skateboard. Ass. I mean, if,
do you like that? I'm curious.
I do.
Do you like the
of,
extreme
like,
stuff on a personal level, or do you feel like this is a niche that is not being fulfilled in a way that
I feel like it's a unique talent I possess, and I'm pretty much natural at it because I didn't really like people are like, how do you do that? I'm like, oh, everybody can't stick a mm-hmm, cue ball in mm-hmm, their ass,
right? Right.
Oh. Cool. I guess I'm on to something, or you know,
a
whatever.
Cue ball.
Yeah, or like a baseball bat, or you know, whatever. Or stick the entire length of a double-headed dildo in my butt. Like,
is that
some people
healthy?
Can't do that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm like pretty much in control of the situation. Like things that I do to myself.
Is your intestinal lining in control of the situation?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. I mean, if you talk to doctors and say, like, how far up can I go before
my gynecologist is a huge fan of mine.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Is it a guy or a girl?
He's going to want to take
guy.
Care of it.
Yeah, he's
going to want
to
take care of it.
And so,
I can't believe I'm seeing this in person.
And
he
so he's never mentioned
home.
Anything like, perhaps you should not be doing things like that. He's an amazing doctor. And
no, he actually pitches you ideas. You know what I was thinking the other day.
No. he's professional. He's totally professional. But, yeah. You know, he's also, he's cool. He's like a cool doctor that
nice.
You can Facebook and
does
ask
he wear
for
jeans?
Prescriptions. No, he doesn't.
Oh. That's how I know if someone's cool.
No.
They wear jeans?
Just normal. Like if I need antibiotics or something.
Yeah.
How? I mean, obviously, because it's your business, you feel pretty safe in the industry with...
Absolutely. Well, I mean, going into it, I was like, okay, the people who are producing this do this every day, and I don't have anything that they haven't seen before, which turns out to be wrong, because I do some things that are pretty amazing sometimes, and I'm kind of like, so I pat myself on the back like, oh... I really wowed him, you know? Like, I feel like a... Like
I gave
really,
him all I got today.
Yeah,
you
like,
sure
like
did,
being,
kiddo.
Like, really, really entertaining. Like, when I can entertain someone who, like, does this for a living and kind of collaborate on ideas and stuff, it's always pretty fun for me. But, yeah, I don't know what... Going into it, I was just, you know... These people do this for a living and, you know... It's professional, and so I can explore my sexuality in more of a controlled environment where I don't have to feel like I'm being weird. Because a lot of stuff I do is honestly pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty weird, like sticking objects inside my body and like seeing how much of a girl's foot I can get down my throat. And like, it's like I'm always trying to like go further and further and try to like push myself a little bit more to do things that are visually striking, maybe... You know, interesting for the audience and also pleasurable for the person that I'm working with. And
like performance art.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I do consider myself an artist. And if people want to give me shit for it, I'll just say, look at my bank account.
Yeah.
Boom!
Damn!
Up your ass.
Yeah, but artists are broke.
Yeah, that's why people make fun of me. Because they're like, you can't have money and be an artist. And I'm like, you know what? You're bitter.
You can if you have demons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm fucked up. I don't even care anymore. I admit it.
That's fine.
Your voice sounds hollow. What's wrong?
I have no soul. That's
oh my God, she's turned to a pile of
your
dust.
Your eyes are dead.
That's cool.
So who are you? I don't know a lot about the adult film world. So I imagine that
that's
the adult film
says.
World is being crushed by the internet like the other traditional media, correct?
Because
I know you can get free, if people can watch free flash porn online, what motivates them to, you know, it's the sort of give it away for free model.
Right, yeah. There's a lot of like affiliate programs type of thing, like ad revenue from tube sites and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, you don't really know where the content is coming from and where the money is going on things like that. And it's like the industry is a little bit cannibalizing itself in mm-hmm. that way. And piracy is also obviously a big issue, but I think that's kind of what they're trying to achieve. They're trying to kind of transition away from that gonzo, like low production value, like addressing the camera, dressing like a stripper, doing mm-hmm. circusy sex acts, to more of a like a collector's item type of thing with like impressive packaging and like high production value, like the Star Trek and the Revenge of the Nerds, and that they did an Avatar in 3D.
Oh yeah, I saw the poster for that at AEE.
Most
yeah.
expensive porn ever made, right?
Yeah, I think so. And it just, you know, everybody has to deal with this in entertainment, and it affects pornography as well. And you just kind of have to reinvent the wheel a little bit and kind of see what you can do to to continue to be profitable. And, you know, a lot of girls are going more into the, like, camming one-on-one with their fans from home, which is something that I do as well, just so you can keep, like, a good grasp on your audience. And so they'll feel bad for stealing your porn.
Right.
You know? A little Jewish guilt never really hurt anybody.
not in the short term, but in the long term, yeah, it causes tons of problems.
Like, when I downloaded the Dave Matthews Band's album before it came out, and then I felt bad and bought 3. That's true.
Do you want to hear about Jewish / Catholic guilt, which are the same thing, in my opinion? Matthew, without giving too much information, had an extra code for some software that I wanted, and he gave it to me, and I felt so bad about it. I actually went and bought it. I felt bad. I know I'm an idiot, and I'm gonna get shit. Like, why don't you just go on Pirate's Bay or whatever? But I feel bad. I feel bad. I just feel like, you know what? I just feel better about myself.
I do my best to buy the albums of the bands I like. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Every time a Weaker Than's album comes out, I make sure to buy it because I want this band to keep on making music.
Yes. You know? Yeah, it's important to remember that you're not just, it's not just about you enjoying a thing. Like, it's important to support the ones that you really like. I do the same thing. I've been paying for music.
Yeah, I go see them every time they're in town. I really try to make it a point because I would really, I like supporting, you know, stuff I like, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's stuff, I think what you said, it's you know, people are going to pick the people they want to help support, and it's going to get a little bit more individualistic when it comes to, arts and making money.
And with the internet, too, you can find, like, I mean, just the variety of things that people have access to or that people find there's a market for. I think that each industry is like, oh, these guys can have nice packaging, too, here.
Right, I always like trying to, like, expand my reach all the time. I have, like, almost 36,000 fans on Twitter or followers or whatever, which is nothing to you, Chris.
I used to have more than Jonah. Then he got humble bragged.
Oh.
Yeah, I got humble bragged. It was an embarrassing day.
Oh, what do you humble brag about?
I was kind of just like looking at.
Every time I see a humble brag tweet, I'm like, what a fuck face.
I know. Like, and I'm totally guilty of it. Like, it was just,
you're the worst.
I was looking at my followers and like I don't ever think I put anything worthwhile on my Twitter. I was like, oh man. Yeah, I don't. It's just like fucking stuff. It's just all my Tumblr links. Yeah.
So lame.
I know.
I hate it. I hate you. We're not friends anymore.
Oh shit.
And I said, oh man, I'm almost at 4,000 followers. This is making me uncomfortable. Unfollow me. I just said it. And then Dino, this guy Dino, like, just said, like, it's like, oh, I'm gonna have half a mind to report you to humble brag. Whoops, just did. And then, then I got humble bragged, and it felt really bad.
And then he passed me.
Because I read humble brag all the time, and I love it. It's the best.
It's so funny.
Yeah. It's all tea with tequila.
It was bittersweet for you.
Ugh, have to go and do this awesome thing. Work, huh?
Yep.
I've done my best. I've done my best to, like, not.
Like, 30% of people in America don't have jobs. You're like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, my neighbor was like, this NBA players party is kind of crazy. I don't even watch basketball. Oops. And I was like, I'm going to go downstairs and beat the crap out of him when he gets home.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, what a jerk.
Well, guys, it's just like, you know, people don't understand. I had to buy sunglasses because the hood of my Audi is really shiny and it was hurting my eyes when I was driving. And I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to anybody. I have blue eyes, and so more light it gets in, and it's harder.
It is
for me.
Dixie's right.
Where do I put all this money? It's not true.
Yeah, it was a shitty time.
The shitty tab. Everything okay now?
I almost feel bad
I'm over
for
it.
You.
I'm over it.
You know what I thought was genius is that you basically have you've crowdsourced a lot of the shit that you own, which is genius. And also I think deserved. If people are so Dana has this Amazon wish list page, and it's hey, here's a bunch of stuff that I like. If you want to buy me some. And listen, if people think that's a dumb idea, they don't fucking have to do it. But for people who want to connect with you,
I get so much crap because people are like, "Why are you always begging for stuff? Go buy yourself." And I'm like, "Cause I don't feel like it." And this is stuff exactly. Yeah. And I don't have time. I work all the time. I work like every day, and then I have to like
humble
clean.
Break.
Oh, man. Guilty as charged.
No, but listen, I think it's a nice way because I'm sure there are some fans that are that take very personally your work and they want to be able to give you something to form of appreciation.
Cool.
I think it's
like,
fine.
If you're the type of person that does want to steal my porn, which is cool. I know it happens. It's fine. It's not like I don't get residuals or anything like that. So, I personally don't give a fuck if people steal porn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's on them. I'm not going to be the person to talk about morality.
Right.
Because I suck dicks for a living, you know? So, I mean, I just can't take that stance. But if people feel like I'm gonna send Dana something because, you know, I didn't buy those 10 movies that I watched of her or whatever, and then I'll see the item that I bought for her in a future movie. Like people buy me shoes all the time and like really, really sexy shoes. And, you know, it's kind of like a thrill for them to say, I bought those shoes that she's wearing in that movie. It kind of is a little personal, it makes it interactive. A personal touch.
I think it's smart for you to connect with your fans
really
that way.
I
think it's really cool.
My fans are really sweet too. And I have like a lot of female fans and transsexual fans and, you know, just family people, like my doctor is a fan of mine. Just I kind of like appeal to everybody. Humble brag. I don't know.
I think what would be interesting for your next like AVN appearance or something is just to sort of as a porn anti-piracy message, you should print a t-shirt where there's an arrow pointing down and it just says, "Don't steal this pussy."
Yeah. I thought about maybe wearing a wedding dress this year to AVN because I keep just going more and more like theatrical, like every year. Like I kind of was like going along with like the, I'm going to wear short, tight things. And like this
year.
Are you
the Lady Gaga of blowjobs?
Lady Gaga is the Lady Gaga of blowjobs.
Is she though?
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. We should research that one and rework that joke.
To the internet.
There we go. Lady Gob Gob.
Gob 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 Gob. I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to wear like bigger and longer and like more flowy and like more severe looking looks every time I go because I'm just trying to break out of like the traditional like trap of looking like a porn star wherever I go.
If someone is this sounds so stupid. If someone is new to porn consumption,
mm-hmm.
who are people that they
should... 14-year-olds or something?
No. But
that's when they start.
I know.
So creepy.
We can't actively encourage 14-year-olds to do that.
No.
They're going to do it anyway because that's what we all did. I mean,
they have an easy time doing it, those fucking assholes.
They certainly do. In our day, you had to
go to a dumpster.
Go to the woods. Yeah.
You had to watch a Red Shoe Diary.
Some kid found a bag of porn by the dumpster. I don't know. I've talked to many people where that's what's happened.
Or in the woods.
Probably just a guy that gets caught and just like, he's like, I'll just put it here for now.
I don't know.
Is that donated? Is that like handed down? Like, and then now it's my duty to
I think what happened is Mowgli from Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book wanted to give his wolf pack brethren some porn to watch, and so he would come into the man village and get the porn and then take it to the wolves.
No, let's buy porn, put it in a dumpster, and we'll tell everybody where it is. Kids can go get it.
You can go and do it.
You guys are the porn fairies. Whee. I love it.
I don't want to be a porn fairy. I don't want to be the porn fairies.
You're right, Bixie. It's stupid.
I just want to be a guy who gets mad at security guards don't know that he belongs in his own building.
I don't want to be a porn fairy. That's like from like the movie The Porn Fairy. It's like you and The Rock. Yeah, I don't want to be the porn fairy.
But then I have to embrace it at a certain point.
Exactly. And you learn my power.
Your valuable lesson. Funky spin on it. Yeah.
Do the funky spin.
No, who are some other porn stars that you like? Because I don't know anything about any.
Oh, man. Well,
I don't. I mean,
lying?
I know like Ginger Lynn. I know who she is. And I know.
Are you old? Are you secretly old?
Christy Canyon. You're like,
Christy Canyon.
I love her. No, she's amazing. Yeah. I love Christy Canyon for sure.
Or like my friend Jim Vallely said, I said something. I made a Tracy Lords joke. And he goes, Tracy Lords, America's finest child actress. Oh, Jim Vallely.
That's messed up.
Tracy Lords from Roseanne.
Tracy Lords from Blade. Tracy Lords from the movie
Cry
Blade.
Crybaby.
And Crybaby.
Crybaby, yes.
One of my favorites.
Do you want to cross over and do other like not non-porn stuff?
She's done sketches on Web Soup.
Yeah. Doesn't that count?
I mean, is that part of your plan? Is that part of the goal? Is to do?
I mean, of course, yeah. The porn industry thrives on, you know, getting mainstream exposure, but it's a little bit dangerous too because if you do more mainstream things, you're encouraged to phase out doing adult work.
Sure.
Which is, I don't know if I'm ready to stop doing porn. Necessarily. I mean, I haven't hit cougardom or you know, MILF or GILF status even. Like, the sky's the limit for me. Especially, like, how well I'm holding up. I'm almost 32. Fuck, man.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the cocks.
Cocks. Yeah, I mean, either way.
I think it's great, though. I mean,
There's, like, a little bit something different about the arc of my career that I think that I can do more mainstream stuff, especially because I kind of lean more towards doing comedy and doing like bits that are a little bit, you know, sexy or salacious or whatever, because it's easier for, you know, the midnight show guys to call me and be like, Dana, can you do a bit where you show your pussy and like not feel like too much like a piece of shit about
it? Right.
Because you know, coming from them, it's for the bit.
Yeah.
It's not like they're like, hey, we know someone that'll do it. Yeah, yeah.
And that, like, when I did the Revenge of the Nerds, the pop porn guys were like, they pulled me aside before I left and they said, we are going to have you in every movie that we do from now on because you get it. Yeah. And I think there's like something to that. There's a lot of people that don't get jokes, which is really, really awkward.
Do you think it's because you came? Because you came into the porn game kind of later? Like you were already kind of your own person with your own personality. Absolutely. Before you even started.
I was 24 when I got in,
as opposed to like 18-year-old girls.
Yeah, I was already. But like, even if I had been 18, I would have been a drunk, like a super drunk person. But I was just raised. I was raised by a gay man. My dad is gay.
He's awesome.
Like my dad is fucking awesome. Like him and my mom like got together and she knew he was gay and they're both like just weird, hilarious people, and they're nerdy and they're too smart for their own good. They're too sarcastic for, you know, to be on this planet, and it's like really formed my personality from a really young age. I remember asking my mom like, "What was I like when I was a kid?" And she was like, "Pretty much just like you are now, but shorter." And I was like, "Oh, okay." Because I've always been kind of like a neurotic, like a little bit like,
high strung.
Yeah, I'm like a high strung person a little bit, you know. Now that, you know, medical marijuana is a thing, I'm calming down a little bit in my old age. But
is that has that been helpful?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. I love California. Yeah, it's cool.
I can't smoke the pot,
and I you know, I can't drink anymore and stuff like that because I'm crazy. Like I did get drunk at the AVN Awards, so I was like I'm at the AVN Awards. I'm wearing a gown. I look like the queen of all bitches. I'm gonna just drink whiskey. And Doug Benson was there, and I was like,
I ran into Doug there. He was hanging out with some.
There was so many comedy people. I met Bobby Lee at the Palms. He was with my friend Sandy Danto and Dan Madonia. God, there was a lot of comedy people there. Pauly Shore was there. Andy
I thought
Dick
you said comedy
there.
People.
Oh,
well, yeah, he's like grandfathered in by his mama. You know what I'm saying.
I'm still owing that one. Oh.
Because it was that good.
You're that fucking good.
Gold star for you.
Yeah, the AE was interesting. And what was weird, though, was seeing Randy West just looks like a grandfather now.
He's so, yeah, he's all white-haired. He's very, very old now.
There was one other girl I saw there whose name I recognized because Greg Fitzsimmons talked about. Fitzy's show with Joanna Angel was on, who was delightful.
I love her.
She's great.
We go way back. I've been her friends for like 10 years.
Have you ever gone down on her?
Pardon?
Nothing.
We were in a movie called Bartenders.
Yeah.
It was a Burning Angel production, and we did a four-girl orgy that was actually nominated for Best All-Girl Group Scene at the AVN Awards, which is back to the question of what I was nominated for. I'm always going to get around to the question.
That's awesome!
Yeah. So, yeah, finally, just last summer, Joanne and I finally did it on camera. We've previously done it off camera.
Really? Before.
Yes. I'm such a lesbo.
But you're also a penis bow, too.
Yeah, I like it all. Like, I'm not really too shy about, you know, my sexuality or whatever, but I don't put it in anybody's face either. But it's definitely like, it's not like an act like, oh, I do this because it's just another thing that I can do that I can get money for. Mm-hmm. I really like girls and having sex with ladies and stuff like that. I'm really good at it because I kind of take like the more of like the dominant like male role. Mm-hmm. And so I could be the dude because I'm pretty in touch with my dude side. High five.
Up top.
Yep.
Who was a girl I saw? Fitzy told me about her. Faye
Reagan?
Maybe.
She a redhead with puffy nipples?
I did not see her nipples, but I think she was redhead.
Well, you're missing out, buddy.
Redhead with puffy nipples.
She has Tracy Lords nipples.
What is Tracy Lords doing for nipples then?
Yeah. Oh my god. You got me.
So much to explore. Whoa. So many puffy nipple worlds.
All things you'll understand once you embrace being the porn fairy, Chris.
The porn fairy.
Oh, you guys have to make that a bit. That'd be so cute.
Porn fairy?
Yeah.
I don't know what the angle on that is.
I don't know. We're going to work it out.
Hammer it up.
Figure it out.
Anyway.
So where else can people see you? When is Revenge of the Nerds parody coming out soon?
Probably in April.
Okay.
So whenever this podcast comes out, they can probably just go to the store and get it.
Okay. And then you don't know when the Star Trek Next Generation
it's going to take a little bit longer probably because all the special effects and all the hard work they're putting into it. Yay.
Nice.
So I'm really excited.
Does some guy go, is some guy just like cranking it and he's like, I'm going to set this on stun. And then he just hits. Okay. Well,
it's the branding of it and the way they do the press releases is a dark parody and it's not as hokey as the other ones that are, you know, just like, the Da Vinci Load or, you know, stuff like that where they're just like, just making
starring
something.
Starring Tom Spanks?
Yeah. Something like hokey and like trying to like just do it like a punny play on words. It's like a real...
Those days are gone, huh?
It's a real honest to goodness. No, people still do that, but it just, you know...
Puns are fun.
It doesn't really have the legs that that a real serious... For porn production.
So at Dana D. Armand on Twitter.
Yes.
I assume there's a danadarmond.com.
No.
Are you serious?
No. Somebody bought that before I did porn. So I have the internetsgirlfriend.com as my blog that I never update. But I might... So, bookmark it. Anyway.
All right. The internet's girlfriend.com.
Yeah, mainly Twitter. I don't really... Now that my grandmother's on Facebook, I'm kind of like letting it fall by the wayside.
All right. We can stick to microblogging for you then.
Yeah. I love microblogging, but my regular blogging has suffered, though. So much easier to microblog.
It is so much easier than to have to think out 200 or 300 words to have to build a story and an arc. That's why I started, you know, before I brought on an editor for The Nerdist, I had gotten to the point where I was just kind of treating it as a Tumblr because it's just like, I just don't have time every day to...
Here's the thing.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't have a thing to find the comedy angle on it and write two, even writing two paragraphs. Like, I don't have time.
Yeah, it's too much.
Humble brag.
We have no time to do normal things because we're so busy being famous.
So busy yelling at security guards.
I know. That was so... You should get him like a muffin basket or something.
No.
You should be ashamed.
The guy with the mustache is on Seacrest show a lot.
Oh.
He's on what?
He's on Seacrest show a lot.
Doing what?
Like he comes on and talks about like when Seacrest kind of makes fun of him and stuff like that.
Oh, great. Now he can complain to Seacrest and then I'll get fired.
Oh, no. Oh.
I'm sure Seacrest
doesn't listen. You're not the top of the...
Buddy, your mustache.
People what are you talking about? I don't know. What's a weekend?
No, I'm way down on the Seacrest food chain. I'm way... Like Ryan's an industry.
I don't have weekends. Mm. What are you talking about?
No.
8 days a week.
I'm working.
Not just the song.
I'm working. What do you need? It's
yeah, I'm not that... I have the Geek Crest industry, which is... No, that's good.
It's good.
I would rather have the nerds. I would much rather have the nerds.
I like the nerds.
Whatever you say, buddy.
I like what you like.
Whatever you want.
This is my favorite episode ever.
Sure is, Big C.
Stop calling me Big C.
We'll do Big C.
No, it means cancer.
Whatever you say, Busy. What? That wasn't a word.
Busy?
No
you just
words.
Whatever you say, Bismarck.
No I love that the security out. Card called him Mr. Chris.
Mr. Chris.
Yeah. Like you're his slave owner.
Mr. Chris.
Actually, he first said, is your name Steve Pond something? I think that's what set me off. I'm like, Steve Pond something? Who the fuck is that? I'm on the two of the channels that you're guarding.
It's pronounced pun something.
You should have said, I'm on Chelsea lately sometimes. Right. That would have been.
This is like.
That would have been good.
I would never use that. Like, I would never use that to get into a bar or get a table. Like, I would feel like a complete douchebag. I feel like I am well within my rights to use it in the building I work in.
Yeah.
That's to be fine. Like, you seriously don't know who's on the
office.
The studio that you're guarding, you don't know who's fucking on the channels.
There was I was in the makeup chair, and this woman who was like the assistant to the director, she was like, excuse me, are you talent? And I was like, I sure hope so, because I'm putting a lot of makeup on right now. I'm like, what kind of question is that?
It's that same kind of,
you know, and I get very indignant. I'm like, I'm Dana D'Armond.
Humblebrag.
Question mark.
It's sort of that same.
Why the fuck don't you know that, you piece of shit?
It's sort of that same kind of indignance that you get when you're in where you're in kind of a crappy store and someone comes up and asks you if you work there. And you're like, I don't work here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we were on Star Trek, Xander, the guy that plays Data, he's like, who are you? And I was like, wow, you're new. And I just kind of like busted his balls a little bit. And he was like, not literally.
What?
I did caress them a little bit after. Nice. Just, you know, to put a Band-Aid on it.
I'm not going to caress the balls of the security guards here.
Come on.
Nope.
He's a good guy.
The one guy was very nice. I'm not going to caress his balls.
He's a good guy. And then a little bit later on, he was like, do you do anal? And it was an uproarious laughter by everybody else in the room. And he kind of like shrunk, like, you know, just like shrinking violet in the corner. Like, oh.
Is that how you make conversation on set? Yep.
Yeah. Like this kid was like really trying to, you know, figure out who I was or whatever. And everyone laughed at him. It was pretty funny. But I was like, yeah, I'm famous.
Where do I know you from? Here. Do you do anal?
Just in. No, but I mean, it was like, that's what I'm known. That's like, I'm an anal queen pretty much at this point. Like I can say enough. Other people have said it that I can claim it.
Did you depose the pre-existing monarchy?
Yes. I killed the last one.
The pre-existing anal monarchy.
No, it's, you know,
anal monarchy, by the way.
They just have to retire. Make that band. Yes.
All right. Yes. We're about to run out of, we're in the studio recording, and we're recording on CDs.
74 what? Minutes.
74 minutes. We're at 70 right now.
Oh, okay. Shit. So we go any longer, we start to lose quality.
Oh, my God.
It's like an LP, right?
That's right.
Let's wrap it up, then.
All right, everybody. Dana, will you please tell everyone in a sexy way to enjoy their burrito?
Hi, this is Dana D'Armond, and I really want you to enjoy that burrito.
Perfect.
There's nothing that I can do that's actually sexy.
Well, then just say it nerdy. Just tell people to enjoy their burrito.
Enjoy your burrito.
That was perfect.
Yay. There it is.
So girl next story.
I am. Girl next story is like something that I've been saying, which is, I'm going to.
Is that going to be the name of your autobiography?
In the American lexicon of.
The girl next story.
Things. The girl next door, yeah. In parentheses, has pool cues in her butt.
Yeah. And there's another porn star that, like, lives, like, in the same building as me, too. And it's, like, funny because I'm like, oh, we're the girls next door of each other. But she has big, fake boobs. But she's still awesome. She's really cool.
I love that you live in a porn hive.
I know. It's only two of us.
Oh, okay.
I wish, though. That would be something else.
That would be something else. That'd be wild.
That would be.
You just put that through your grandma process.
Yeah,
that would be something else.
I'm like so old. I won't make left turns anymore. I'm just like, we'll just go around the block. It's easier.
That's wild.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
This pornography is really
goodness me.
Kooky.
Oh, it's like you got your own funky spin on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my new yeah. Like old
funky spin.
Like this place is funky.
Yeah.
Do the monarchy is okay, but you should have made it earlier. Funky spin was awesome.
Yeah. Funky spin. Do the funky spin.
It's a DJ. He uses his cock to.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode was brought to you by GoToMeeting, the easiest, most reliable online meeting service. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com and enter the promo code Nerdist.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.